From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A tsunami warning has just been lifted for Hawaii. The islands had been bracing for waves triggered by the massive earthquake in Chile this morning, but nothing major materialized. A scientist with the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, Gerard Fryer, says Hawaii dodged the bullet, but he says it's possible the tsunami could gain strength as it barrels toward Japan. President Obama is offering Chile help with rescue and recovery efforts should the country seek it.
Chile is a close friend and partner of the United States, and I've reached out to President Bachelet to let her know that we will be there for her should the Chilean people need assistance, and our hearts go out to the families who may have lost loved ones.
Mr. Obama speaking in the White House Rose Garden today. The quake, which had a magnitude of 8.8, has caused widespread damage in Chile and at least 214 deaths. The temblor was centered about 70 miles from Chile's second-largest city, Concepcion. But reporter Raul Sore says the quake was also felt in Santiago, about 200 miles away.
There have been a number of aftershocks. I live in central Santiago and there's no electricity. Water has been cut in a number of places. I mean, services are slowly coming back in certain parts of the city. Many, many people have been sleeping outside. They are afraid to go back into their homes.
Raul Sore in Santiago. The earthquake that struck Chile occurred on a fault zone known for producing some of the world's strongest quakes. NPR's Richard Harris reports, unlike last month's earthquake in Haiti, many buildings in Chile were designed to withstand strong shaking.
The 8.8 magnitude quake in Chile released 500 times as much energy as the quake that hit Haiti. The root cause is that the continental plate under the Pacific Ocean is sliding under South America. This slow-speed collision triggers big earthquakes from time to time. In fact, the largest quake ever recorded was a magnitude 9.5, not far from the latest one, back in 1960. As a result of its earthquake history, Chile has building standards designed to reduce shaking damage. That was not the case in Haiti, and that's the main reason that a moderate quake in Haiti caused more than 200,000 deaths, while a much more severe quake in Chile appears at this time to have done far less damage. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Tracy Raines with the Red Cross was asked today if she's prepared to deal with the long-term relief efforts needed in Chile.
I think it is early days, and again, a disaster is a disaster if it exceeds the capacity to respond in Chile. So we have to see what actually is beyond the ability of the Chilean government to respond itself. Subsequent to that, though, the Red Cross is a movement with a national society in every country in Latin America. We have a regional hub in Panama that can deploy people, equipment, goods. So we are prepared to respond, no question about it. And the American Red Cross has already released $50,000 to support the effort.
This is NPR News from Washington. This is the final full day of competition at the Winter Olympic Games in Vancouver, and there have been some key wins and some disappointments for U.S. athletes today. The last gold medals will be awarded tomorrow, one to the winner of the men's hockey game between the United States and Canada. A legally blind cross-country skier from Canada will not get the chance to become the first athlete to compete at a Winter Olympics. With that affliction, NPR's Tom Goldman reports Brian McKeever was not chosen for the Canadian team that will compete in Sunday's final cross-country event of the Games.
In his official bio for the Vancouver Winter Olympics, Brian McKeever lists U.S. distance runner Marla Runyon as his hero, for obvious reasons. Like McKeever, Runyon is legally blind, caused by a condition called Stargardt's disease. Runyon competed in both the Summer Olympics and Paralympics. McKeever hoped to be the first to do that in the Winter Games. But late Friday, McKeever found out he wasn't one of the four men selected for Sunday's 50-kilometer cross-country event. According to a team spokesman, the four Canadian men were picked on the basis of their strong performances so far at the Games. The spokesman was quoted as saying the decision to bypass McKeever was very tough, but added nothing ever was guaranteed when McKeever made the Olympic team in January. McKeever told reporters Saturday, "I'm very, very crushed, but I understand the decision." Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.
American skier Bodie Miller's bid to win a record 4 alpine medals in a single Olympics ended today. He skied off course just 8 seconds into his final event. The U.S. has won the gold medal in the four-man bobsled event. The USA 1 sled, nicknamed Night Train, driven by Steve Holcomb, won the finals today, giving the United States its first gold medal in that event since 1948. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.